And here, pain bodies are important, as several questions here about the pain body. Pain body, as you know, is accumulated emotional pain from the past. It is an aspect of the self. Pain body is an aspect, an important aspect of the egoic sense of self. Pain body is not always active. Pain body has dormant periods and active periods. When it is dormant, the sense of self you can live with. It's still a troublemaker, yes. It's still problematic, yes. You are still a nuisance to yourself and others, yes. But, well, you can live with it. But then, periodically, that sense of self becomes energized by the accumulated pain from the past that every human comes into this world with, that is inherited genetically, passed on. Because of human madness, there's a vast amount of human pain in the collective energy field. And this accumulation of pain, part of which is collective, part of which is personal through your present incarnation, accumulated in childhood through parents and emotional pain. And the pain body is a field of contraction, aliveness, energy contracted, trapped, tight. And it has a life of its own almost, although it depends for its existence on you. It is a temporary life form that lives in you. And like all most life forms, sometimes it's asleep and sometimes it's awake. So when it's asleep, okay, you have a self, you still have problems, but it's okay, you can deal with things. Then periodically the pain body becomes active. It moves into the mind structure that we call the self, and it energizes all those mind structures of the ego, the egoic self. And then you become a deeply unhappy self. And you are trying to make others unhappy. A deeply unhappy self will try to make others unhappy because it will also feed on others' unhappiness and emotional reactions. So that is, its job is, when it flows into the egoic self, the pain body moves in, it is looking for food. And it will get food through your mind by feeding on your negative thinking about me and my life, my dreadful life, or all the dreadful people around me that shouldn't be here. What am I doing here? My dreadful life situation and my dreadful story. And it's awful. The pain body may either be anger predominantly, or it may be deep sadness, or it may be a great sense of heaviness, or it may be an agitation of fear. And then the fear moves into the mind. Oh, what's going to happen to me? What's he going to do if he leaves me? Or that happens, I lose my job. Or that, then all night you worry. Energized mind structures, mad mind structures, made even more mad by being energized by the pain body. And the pain body loves it. It gobbles up every negative thought, and it can go on for hours. It's feeding on the energy of your mind until it's had enough, and then... So that means you've gone through the pain body attack, or feeding time, whatever you want to call it, is over. And you feel relatively okay again. In the meantime, you've made many people unhappy around you. Because the pain body is not just feeding on your thoughts, it's feeding on other people's reactions. If anybody is around you, it'll try to get something from them. A painful, something to give me more pain, please. So it's, I want you to be unhappy, because when you're unhappy, you will feed me your emotional reaction. I will absorb that and it will feed me. So I will push your buttons. That is part of the madness of the self, the artificial mind-created sense of self, because it periodically becomes energized by collective human pain. And you think you're having a personal problem. There's nothing personal about it. It is human pain. Not, and it wants to be there. The pain body is having a great time. It's become you. It has taken possession temporarily. You're acting it out. And children have it, because humans are born with a pain body, some heavier than others. So children, you can see the transformation in a child very quick, from angelic to monster. But it doesn't last as long as with most adults. Usually, children's pain body attacks are much more quickly, and it's gone again. And it's amazing when you watch the transformation from a human being into a pain body and back to a human being. So when you have children, family, tell them about the pain body. Use a different word, but so that a witnessing presence grows in them, from where they can watch what's happening to them. Make it into a game. Begin by explaining it after a pain body attack, not in the middle. Don't say, "This is your pain body, you must watch." Or, "Get rid of it. You shouldn't have a pain body." No, you allow, and then when the child has come back to full consciousness, you say, "What was that? What was it that came over you? What did it feel like? And did you remember yesterday it also came in the morning, didn't it? Yeah, isn't that funny? What does it feel like?" Maybe even temporarily give it a name, so that it helps a little bit in witnessing it. And next time it happens, in the middle of it, you call out, "There it is again." The child won't want to listen because the pain body is in charge, but something will be there, a little bit of witnessing will be there. And then the child will quickly discover that you also have a pain body. And so you work together. And I know of families, they've told me that often their children tell them, "Oh, what's that?" "It's your pain body, Mum," or whatever you want to call it. And that's wonderful. Witnessing comes in, so the pain body cannot use you anymore. It cannot continue to feed on the cycle of unconsciousness, of becoming you and then feeding on your mind and on other people's emotions and reactions. So simply making it conscious is part of making the structure of the self, the false self, conscious, so that when you make it conscious, it no longer dominates you. You watch it for a little while, you watch it in action. It's still there, but there's a witnessing presence, and that is the presence that grows, and it grows even as you sit here. From now on, not a single person in this room will not have grown in presence through being here. And the ability to witness what otherwise is the most difficult thing to witness in yourself, which is that enormous amount of human pain, your ability to witness it will have grown. Even that applies even to those of you who have very heavy pain bodies. You are the most promising candidates for liberation, those who have heavy pain bodies, because their longing to be free is greater. Can't stand this anymore. I had a dreadful pain body, and so I couldn't stand it anymore. Gone, evaporated all at once, which is relatively rare.